Most food arrives in Sitka on a barge. There isn't much room for crops in a town squeezed between the mountains and the sea, so while your fish might be local and your deer, the contents of your vegetable drawer probably are not. But some Sitkins are trying to change that. They'd like to see more backyard real estate devoted to rhubarb and chard, lettuce and leeks. And if a family grows more than they need, well, why not make it easy for them to sell it? That's the idea behind Ordinance 2014-38. It would streamline the permitting process for residents who want to, say, set up a stand in their front yard to sell the extra fruit and vegetables from their garden.
So this is an example of something that we can do very specifically to improve our food system here in Sitka.
That's Sitka resident and president of the Sitka Local Foods Network, Lisa Sadler Hart.
Secondly, it'll increase economic opportunities for Sitkans who garden or are in small farm production. Third, it'll keep produce dollars circulating locally. Fourth, it increases neighborhood access to fresh fruits and vegetables. And fifth, it may spur other Sitkans to consider growing for more than their families and lead to further increases in our food security.
Sadler Hart and her husband Tom Hart proposed the changes to the Sitka Planning Commission this summer. The couple have a large garden and greenhouse and want to set up a garden stand. Under the ordinance, residents who want to grow food to sell could apply for a permit from the Planning Commission instead of having to go before the full assembly as currently required. The ordinance would allow garden stands in residential areas of up to 6 by 8 feet, and to limit the impact on neighbors, stands would only operate 4 hours a day, 2 days a week, between May and October. The ordinance specifically doesn't cover livestock or animal products. The Planning Commission recommended the proposal unanimously. Michelle Putz is vice president of the Sitka Local Foods Network. She laid out the arguments for eating local.
It's healthy. It's, you know, really good tasting. It reduces our carbon footprint. It reduces our waste.
Assemblymember Stephen Eisenbeiss asked whether people running a home garden stand would need a business license and whether the city would collect sales tax. Mayor Mim McConnell said the answer is yes on both counts. And Sadler Hart said that was a major motivation behind the proposal.
Part of the reason for doing this locally is it keeps more money in our community, and this is one example of raising some sales tax for our community.
The ordinance passed 7-0 on first reading. It will come before the assembly at least one more time for final approval. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholtz.